you. Oh, no more playing dead. Not the same man. Yes, I changed my way.
Just for you.
Lady Diva Live Radio here. I have with me back on my show, producer Vargas Thomas is back. Hey, Vargas.
Hey, how you doing, Brenda Moss?
All right, all right. So I see you are really back in your vibe again. I just want to say thank you for coming back on my show. Now, Vargas Thomas was on my show back in 2019 and 2020. Now, he presented his first album, Destiny, correct?
That's correct, Destiny, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a jam. Yes, yes, that was a jam. So I had to get you on my show because you remind me of, who am I trying to think of? I can't think right now. I'm kind of nervous, I guess. But
who's going to be nervous?
Roger Troutman. You remind me of Roger Troutman. Yes, Roger Troutman. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That upbeat and that bass. Oh, my gosh. I love the bass.
Yeah.
So, yes. Now, that track there that I just spinned, Lost for Words, when was that track released?
That was released in 2021, it was released. Lost for Words came out. I produced and wrote that, and my brother Mark Thomas, which is AKA Pleasure Moore, he co-produced it with me, and sang on it as well. So we did that together in 2021. Yeah,
I love the video on YouTube. I love that, and
we've made a video for it as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I would like to introduce you to the listening audience. You're more than welcome to fill in the blanks. Now, Vargas Thomas is a musician, a record producer, arranger, composer, and an entertainer from Dayton, Ohio. Now, his passion for music started at an early age of 10, and he taught himself to play the keyboards and then later joined his brother's band as the keyboard player and background vocalist, and which we then mentioned his debut EP project titled Destiny, which was first he started off on, and then his latest single was Playlist. Now, is there any other information you would like the listeners to know, especially the curious listeners out there?
Yes. For all of the curious listeners, I have a catalog of music, not only for myself, but for my brother, as I mentioned earlier, Mark Thomas, a.k.a. Pleasure Moore. We've produced and collaborated on his project as well. So we got a lot of songs, a lot of music that we produce and written for ourselves. And we're also writing and producing for some other acts in Dayton, Ohio as well. So we're definitely busy on the writing and producing music thing. That's what we do. Absolutely.
All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. So let's talk about V-Vibe. What is V-Vibe, Rogers?
V-Vibe, that's my latest. It's out right now, and that's just a good dance track. The V, of course, stands for Vargas. It's Vargas Vibe, and that's just something that you can get on the dance floor and shake it up and do your thing on the floor. That's how it was inspired. It was inspired to be a dance song for the clubs, and when you're riding in your car and you just want to feel good music, that's the one that's got that beat, and as you mentioned before, that bass has got the bass thumping in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So what's the story behind V-Vibe? What inspired you to do this track, and when was it released?
That one just came out this month, March. The 1st of March it came out. And what inspired me is just, you know, listening to music. You know, I grew up in, again, you mentioned Roger Troutman. That was one of my mentors, and we'll get into the story behind him as well. But, you know, he had that funky beat and those drums and bass and keyboard. So this song is definitely inspired by that, just having a good dance track that you can vibe to. And that's what we call it, Z-Vibe.
All right, and thank you for that information. And what I'm going to do is spin V-Vibe. You stand at hot seat, Vargas. We'll be right back. Here is V-Vibe, everyone.
Come on. Woo! Oh.
All right, Vargas Thomas, that is B-Vi.
B-Vi,
yeah.
Baby.
Now,
yeah,
that track
that
there, I can see a remix and a lot of mixes done with that. What do you think?
Absolutely. We're in the process of doing that as we speak. And I'm going to throw this out there. I got some open verses for anybody who think they can put some vocals on there and sing with it. Or if there's some DJs out there that want to do a mix and remix it and show me what you got. I'm open to that now because it's one of those tracks that you can play with. Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Watch out, TikTok. There they come on TikTok. Watch out, TikTok. And tell them your TikTok name or information, please.
It is simply Vargas Thomas. Now, make sure you spell it right now. It's V as in victorious. V-A-R-G-E-S Thomas. Vargas Thomas. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Facebook. I'm on IG. All of those platforms, you can find me right there. Vargas Thomas.
All right. Now, for the fans and followers and listeners out there, check out V-Vibe. And see what you can remix with his track song on TikTok, everyone. Yes, let's do it. Because I love
let's
B-Vibe. You would have sparked everyone's attention on that track right there.
Well, you know, we getting into those spring months, getting ready to get into the summer. And it's one of those type of tracks you might as well go on and get out there and do your thing and have fun with it. That's right.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I can hear some hip hop artists is going to try to rap to that beat, and yes, I can feel the remix is coming. So what's that ultimate desire? What you want the fans to get out of your music, Vargas Thomas?
Well, you know, I listen to a lot of music. It's not just one genre that I listen to. I love some of course R&B. Some old school, some smooth jazz, some. So what I'm doing is I'm showing. You mentioned Roger Troutman. He when he was living, he did an album that was called The Many Facets of Roger. And what he did is he had different type of song. He had some jazz on there. He had some blues out there.
Yeah.
He had some funk. So, and I'm telling you, I'm trying to follow those same theories and those things with the music because it can show that you're versatile and you're able to resonate with what people like. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to just let the people know that I can do more than just one sound. I can play more than just one instrument. So that's what I want people to realize is it's just not the keyboard, it's just not the guitar, it's just not the bass, it's just not the talk box. It's all those ingredients mixed up that creates the Vargas Thomas music.
All right. Thank you for that
information.
Wow. Thank you. So if you were to perform on stage in a one-night concert, who would you would like to collaborate on the same stage with you? Any of your favorite artists or producers you would like to be on the same stage with, you can mention, that's still living?
Oh, yeah. And I just made I showed a post just last week on my Facebook page, and I am a big fan of New Edition and Bobby Brown.
Oh,
my goodness. Bobby is really, he took it to another level.
I know he did.
Oh, my goodness. And I just, man, he's still doing it in his 50s, and he still got it. So I'm excited to see that the New Edition and Bobby Brown is still doing it. When they came out, me and my brothers, which we had a group, it was called New Horizons, again, back in the day, produced by the great late Roger Troutman. And New Edition, it came out a little bit after we did. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing to see that they still doing it 40 years later and able to get on that stage and sell it out and rock it and be in Vegas. I mean, that's just outstanding. So I'm a big fan of New Edition and Bobby Brown. I love to be on the stage with them. Absolutely.
So if Bobby Brown was listening to this podcast, what song would y'all be singing on stage together? You think?
Oh, we
Hey, I jam with him on my prerogative. I mean, I get my keyboard out and I can say it's my prerogative.
Yeah.
I get up there with him and do it, and I can hold my hand up there and wave it from side to side. You know what
I'm saying?
I love Bobby Brown, all his songs, but that was one of my favorites right there. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Bobby Brown too. Yeah, I remember I seen Bobby Brown perform in Louisville, Kentucky, when they had an outside concert. I pushed everybody down just to get to the front stage, but yeah, Bobby's my guy. So yeah, salute to Bobby Brown. Thank you for that information.
Yeah.
So,
keep
is there
going.
Any other updates about yourself, upcoming events, and with Pleasure More, and any future projects you want to mention right now?
Absolutely, and you just mentioned it, Pleasure More. My brother Mark Thomas, we are in the studio as we speak, working on, we're doing a collaboration together, and we're going to be releasing that one come this summer. And it's, again, it's one of those step and dancing type vibes that you can get on the dance floor and put your step to it and do that good thing. So we are in the studio working on his project. I'm also working on my project, and we're collabing together. We also have another guy out of Dayton, Ohio. He sings the blues. His name is Dale Cook. We did a song for him. We're going to be producing it before year's out, and we're going to get you some Southern Soul blues as well.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God. Are you going to come back on the show to present that music?
Oh, yeah. You know we got to come back. And
yes.
This,
and have
you
Pleasure
know,
More
I,
on there, too.
Oh, yeah, we got to bring the whole crew. That's right.
Yeah.
I tell you, Pleasure More, last year, we did two songs for him that just was outrageously well-received. It was one called Adore, and it made a whole lot of noise on Spotify and a lot of playlists picked it up. It's called Adore. If you haven't heard it, check it out. It's called Adore. I wrote and produced that along with him. Another song is called Time that we did together. And it's, I tell you, very good. Mark is my vocal coach. So he does a lot of the vocals, and he helps me with the vocals. And I do mainly the music and the production of it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that information. And that track, Lost for Words, is my favorite. And I just want you to know that. I would like for you to give us any information. Well, when y'all do any performances or scheduled performances, do y'all travel?
Well, we haven't done that yet. We are open to doing that. Right now it's all about production, just like I was just telling you, in the studio, recording these songs and getting the production sound together. But if the opportunity presents itself and we can get on any type of festivals or any booking agencies that's listening now, then, of course, reach out to us. We would certainly be open to performing live and showing what we can do on stage. We got plenty of years behind us as well. My brother Mark, again, Pleasure More, he was Roger Troutman's drummer for many years, touring with Roger and Zapton. So we'd love to get back out there and do some live performances as well. Absolutely.
And y'all do travel?
Well, we haven't done it this year yet, but that's what I'm saying. We are open to doing it. We have done it. I it's been a couple of years since I've been on the road, and I did tour with, again, Southern Soul Blues legend Big Rob. I was his keyboard player, and we toured all over the Southern state. During the Southern Soul Blues. But as far as my independent solo act, no, I haven't been on the road, but we had definitely performed with other artists and played with them doing the music. Absolutely.
Well, I'm down here in Evansville, Indiana, not far from Chicago, not far from Louisville, Kentucky, not far from Indianapolis, and near ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, and not far from Nashville, Tennessee. So if ever you in this area, let me know. Just let me know.
We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to stop in and do a show. Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. Thank you. So can you go ahead and give your website information right now?
The website is simply VargasThomas.com. VargasThomas.com. Make sure you spell it right again. I'm going to spell it for you. It's V-A-R-G-E-S. VargasThomas.com. It's got plenty of pictures, and it's got the music on there. It's got the bio. We have some merch on there that you can get as well. And
we
encourage you to go there and check it out. Get on the subscription list so we can get your email, so we can send you this new music when it comes out and any updates. Definitely do that, VargasThomas.com. Absolutely.
Now, on them T-shirts, I wear XL large.
And I bet you want the pleasure more, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get with Pleasure Moore and make sure he sends you one, baby.
Yes. Thank you very much. Now I have some other tracks I wanna play. Imagination. I just love that song. What inspired you to produce that track there? What's the story?
The story behind Imagination is it's very simple. It's what I have to do before I go into the studio. I have to imagine what I'm going to come up with and try to have that final result of what I'm trying to, put on the track. So that's what it's self-explanatory. It's my imagination thinking, what am I going to do? What is this going to sound like? So that's what inspired it. That's what it's about. It's just a smooth, easy listening song. Again, it shows the different style of music. It's not the dance. It's not the funk. It's not the R&B. It's the smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz. Yes, it is. So I'm going to spin it. You stay in that hot seat. We'll be right back. Here is Imagination. That is Imagination. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. Phone lines are still open, and this show is recorded. So, Vargas Thomas, at this time, you're more than welcome to give a shout-out to all those supportive persons for your production of music.
Yes. Let me first say that, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had a beep come through. Yeah, first of all, let me say thank you to all of the DJs and radio station that's playing us. It's very humbling to know that people listen to independent artists. You know, as we go in the studio and do these songs, we are an independent company and independent artists. So a lot of times it could get overlooked, and we don't have the same platform that the mainstream radio have. So we're grateful to know that people do listen to independent music. So I like to say thank you to all of the DJs and radio stations that do pick us up and play us. It's an honor. And as well, as far as on the production crew, myself and my brother Mark Thomas, aka Pleasure Moore, and my other brother, haven't mentioned him yet. His name is Clark Thomas. He's behind the scenes. He works on the website, and he does a lot of the publicity and stuff like that. Clark Thomas, my other brother. And then we have another part of the team, which is Arsdale Harris. He does the mixing and mastering for us down in Houston. So not Houston, but Dallas, I believe. Dallas, Texas. He covers that mixing and mastering for us. So we are an independent company that's putting out music on a regular basis. And let me just go ahead and put this out. You can expect music from us, especially from me, each month during the duration of this year. I am going to be releasing a single each month. And it's going to be on the first Friday of each month. So the first Friday of every month during the duration of this year, I will be releasing a new single every month. So be on the lookout for music. That's right. We want to saturate the airways with Vargas Thomas music, and that's what we're doing. We are going to do it. We're persistent. We are making it happen, and we're excited about it. Absolutely.
Wow. I'm going to give you an applause and all your supporters an applause.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah. Thank you. We've been on this road since January. If you notice, I released a single January. It was called Incredible. It was a song that was called Incredible. That came out in January. Then in February, I released what you just played was Imagination. And before that, well, now we're into March, which is V-Vibe. And let me go ahead and put it out there while we're talking about it, because it's already in the books and it's ready to go. Come April the 5th, which is the first Friday next week. Next Friday, I'm going to have a new single coming out next Friday. It's called Cruising. It's called Cruising, so be on the lookout for that. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and my website, VargasThomas.com. It's going to be next Friday, April the 5th. It's called Cruising. That's going to be the next single from Vargas Thomas Music. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Vargas, y'all on the roll, ain't y'all?
Hey, so, we're busy. We trying to make this thing happen. I'm trying to tell
you. Yeah, and that's what you do, and you're doing the right thing, putting all that music, especially new music out there for all listeners and different types of vibes of music. Exposing yourself, all that energy that you're putting out there, you will draw a lot of attention. Now, the track Lost for Words has gathered a lot of feedback. Where is it at on the charts now? Do you know?
Well, I haven't looked at the charts. And again, that's a couple years old, so I'm not for sure where it's at now. But I do know it had over, I think, 30 or 40,000 streams. I do know that much from the last time I did check. It was one of the better ones, exactly. And that song right there, let me say this, that was written exactly
From My Heart for the Love of My Life. And it, basically what it talks about is when you have said all that you can say, all of the words that you have can come up with, meaning I adore you, I love you, I do this, that, and the other for you, all those things. But then at the end of all that, you just get lost for words because it just takes your breath away. It's just so much that you can't say, you know, anything else. So that song was inspired. Again, it's a personal song that I wrote, and that's basically what it's talking about, just being lost for words, don't know what to say because you take my breath away.
Yes, I love that track, and congratulations on that one. And also, I have two other songs I want to play, Will Be Incredible and Playlist. Now, what's the story behind the music on that track, Playlist and Incredible?
Playlist. Okay, well, let's get with Playlist. Which one are you going to play next for me?
I'm going to play Playlist.
Okay, well, let me set this one up. Playlist is exactly what we've been talking about. It's knowing that Vargas Thomas and Pleasure Moore have a song that we want you to add to your playlist. That's what the lyrics say. It says, add me to your playlist. Save my number in your contact list. Call me anytime you want. You know, that's what it's talking about. So we want you to take that song and literally add it to your playlist, share it with your friends, and get your groove on, baby.
All right now. All right. What's the story behind the track Incredible?
Incredible. That's another personal song. And that's just talking about, again, the love of my life, my wife, and she is incredible to me. And it's a life story. It's the truth. It's, you know, I'm going to take you on a trip around the world. We're going to fly first class. I'm going to cook some dinner for you. I'm going to put some rose petals out for you. I'm going to do all those things because you are incredible and you deserve it. So that's what it is. Now, man, this is the song that you can put out there when you get married, if you go get married. And if you listen to the lyrics, it'd be a good wedding song for someone. You know, I know weddings are getting ready to come up this summer.
Yeah.
Add this one to your playlist. Incredible will be a good song to sing to your wife and let the world know that she is incredible. So, gentlemen, I want you to really pay attention to the lyrics to Incredible and do those incredible things for your incredible significant other. How about that?
Well darn, I'm looking for one that will do incredible things for me.
well, you just put it out there. I hope
I don't know where he is, but here I go. So here we go. So is there any other information you would like to update us on, Vargas Thomas?
Well, I'm going to continue to say, we want you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Vargas Thomas Music. You can get me on YouTube. There's music there. There's videos there. Vargas Thomas Music on YouTube. We want you to subscribe to that, as well as my website, VargasThomas.com. Also, I'm on Facebook. Again, Vargas Thomas Music, or you can just simply go Vargas Thomas. I'm on IG. Now, that one is Vargas.Thomas, Vargas.Thomas
okay.
on IG, and TikTok as well. We want everybody to know we are on social media, and our music is streaming on all streaming platforms, including Apple Music, Spotify, and, of course, YouTube again. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So I'd like to ask, Vargas, which social media are you on the most?
The most is going to be Facebook and TikTok. I love both of those because I get to see a lot, especially on TikTok. I mean, I see a lot of dance challenges as we put out there for V-Vibe. We waiting on somebody to put a dance to it. And that's very inspiring to me. And, it lets me see what people are doing, what they're listening to, and those things there. So between TikTok and Facebook, those are the main two. But then I also get on IG as well. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. And also on TikTok, you want people to participate in a remix on V-Vibe, correct?
Absolutely. Any DJ, anybody that want to do a verse on there, if you sing or if you want to rap to it or like I say, any DJ want to put something, some scratches or whatever that you do in the club, hey, put it on there and let me hear it. Show me what you got. I'm open
all
to
right.
it. I want to hear it. I want to see it. Yeah. V-vibe with me, baby.
Thank you, Vargas. Thank you. Thank you for that information. Now, I would like to ask you now, Roger Troutman, if he was still living today, what would y'all be doing today on music if Roger Troutman was still living?
Oh, my goodness. I believe that if Roger was here today, we would still be making great music as he did when he was living. And I'm sure he would be doing that. You remember the song by Bruno Mars, 24 Karat?
Yeah,
There is a talk box on that song at the beginning of it. That Roger was really known to do. And I believe if Roger was living, he would have certainly have been on that with Bruno Mars versus Mr. Talkbox, which is great. And Mr. Talkbox will tell you that, you know, Roger was his mentor as well. But Mr. Talkbox is the one that's doing it. But I'm going to say if Roger Troutman was living today, of course, he would be the one on that, just like how he was on California Love. I believe it would still be the same as it was 30, 40 years ago because he was definitely great at what he did. And I believe it would still be going on today, even with, I'm going to mention even Charlie Wilson. He did Computer Love with Charlie Wilson.
Yeah.
And again, you see Charlie Wilson is still out there today.
Yeah.
So I believe Roger will still be doing the same thing, as well as producing with me and my brother, Pleasure Moore. We would still be making great music together as we did those years when he was 11. Absolutely.
Thank you. That is awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that. Now, at this time, any words of encouragement you'd like to put out there for persons that needs encouragement? You want to mention?
Well, I certainly believe that prayer is number one. Of course, praying for whatever that you desire to have is key. I believe in asking, seeking, and finding. If you ask, you shall receive is what I say. Or if you believe a whole lot in what you're asking for, I believe it will soon come. So I say stay persistent in what you're doing, no matter what it is. You know, have faith that what you're doing can come to reality, especially people in this music business. As an independent artist, I certainly encourage you to keep on going and writing and producing and doing whatever that you believe God put you on this earth to do. Whatever your gift is, continue to do it. I've been doing this myself since I was 10 years old, and yes, I did take a break in between some years, and you know, I had children and now I've got some grandchildren. So, you know, life happens. But at the same time, this is my passion. This is my love. And I'm able to still do it today because of determination to do it and having a passion to do it. So I encourage anyone to continue to stick at what you like to do and just, you know, continue to perfect it and continue to learn, because every day something new is updating or occurring, or, you know, there's changes that happen. So you got to be able to change with the times. I mean, and I'm going to shift gears a little bit, but just over the past couple of years, I mean, I've had to update my recording studio and my brother. I mean, we literally had to go back and just redo everything over again. And
wow, I know that. That is
you know, I mean, just to stay up with today's technology. So, again, learn and just continue to do what you do. Have that determination to accomplish whatever goal that you have set to do. Absolutely.
Thank you for those encouraging words, Vargas. Thank you. So I would like for you to give the information about the new music that you are going to create, a song for every month. And could you give the information again, please?
Absolutely. What's going to happen is each month, the very first Friday of each month, is going to be new music from Vargas Thomas Music. And let me tell you, it's just not one genre. You're going to get some neo soul. you're going to get some lo-fi. I even listen to lo-fi. I got a lo-fi song I'm doing. You're going to get some smooth jazz. You're going to get some R&B. You're going to get some stepping music. You're going to get some with some vocals. You're going to get some instrumentals. So we are busy creating it all now, and we are on target next month, next Friday to be exact. The next song is called Cruising. And you can cruise along with us.
All right.
So that's what we're doing. Each month, the first Friday of each month, new music from Vargas Thomas.
Thank you for that information again. And also, how can anyone get in touch with you for an event?
Any event, you can go to my website, VargasThomas.com, and there is a form in there to fill out an email and that sort of thing. So VargasThomas.com, or you could just simply email me at VargasThomasMusic@Yahoo, VargasThomasMusic@Yahoo. Email me that, or you can even just, you know, DM me on Facebook or IG. That's me right there. I will respond to those, as well as my management team. But we prefer Vargas Thomas Music or VargasThomas.com first. But then, like I say, you can hit me up on IG or Facebook. Just DM me there, and we can make some things happen.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you. Now, as we almost come into a close on this show, I want to thank you for coming back. I'm looking forward to you coming back on my show around sometime later in the year. And also, tell your brother about the T-shirt I want. Pleasure More.
Pleasure More. I'm sure he's listening. And if he's not, I am definitely going to tell him for sure to get you that T-shirt. What color you want, baby? What color?
Like black, red, white. It doesn't matter.
Okay. We definitely going to make that happen, because let me say this before we go any further. Let me say that, and you may not even know this, but back in 2019 when I released the very first single, you were at your station, your platform was the very first platform that I was able to come on and showcase my music. So I want to say thank you to you for allowing me to share my music. I mean, had it not been for you, I mean, you opened up some windows and doors that put us in this position that we're able to sit here, you know, 4 or 5 years later and talk about it. So I'm grateful for you, and I thank God for you. I know it was a time that you had said that you was about ready to just throw in the towel and sit down for a minute and not do it, but you're still here today. So, again, perseverance, endurance pays off, and I want to say thank you, Brenda, for allowing me to come on your show. It's an honor. So thank you so much for, you know, giving me this honor. Thank you.
Oh, wow, Vargas. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Your energy and your talent, your skill, I look up to you because you stayed in the entertainment business and producing music for so many years. And your energy and persistence inspires me. Even though I have down times where I want to throw in a towel, I look at you guys and I say, I got to be there for them. And that's my pleasure in wanting to give service to you. And your music is good. Your music sounds so good. You're so talented. And I believe you need the exposure and my services to help you along the way. And, you know, God plays a part in it. It was no accident that we had collaborated together. So, you know, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. I appreciate it.
Yes,
always.
Thank you. We're grateful. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, yes, back in 2019, I was like, wow, he sounds good. And it seems like you were like way in the background where you wasn't being exposed enough. So I said, let me put him on blast. That was my intention. So I
well,
really
you...
never got to see how good it went back in 2019. So obviously you did good.
it was just that, and praise be to God that it allowed us to still be here. And like you said, we have gotten over, you know, thousands of views on Spotify, I mean streams on Spotify, and thousands of views on YouTube. So we're definitely grateful, and we're going to continue to do it because, again, it is my passion, and it is a gift from God. I wasn't professionally taught how to play. So, you know, knowing that it's a gift, I have to use my gift, and that's what we're doing. So we're grateful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, use that gift. And I want to say thank you again. Keep in touch. I will be following you. I will be following you. Always.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank
I'm a
you.
Fan. So this
you.
Is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out, everyone. I want to thank everyone for listening. And if anyone missed the show, it will be streamed everywhere online where podcasts are available. And this show will be presented on my radio station platform, WJRR Radio, MGA Networks. So I want to thank everyone for their support. Vargas Thomas, keep in touch. Love your music. I will be playing Incredible and Playlist. And I want to thank everyone. Keep in touch, Vargas. Have a blessed day, everyone. Thank you all.
When I see your face, it makes me smile. Yeah. When we kiss goodnight, it drives me wild. And when we're holding hands, making future plans, you say, let's do this, let's do that, let's go here.
The heart and soul, this song is just for you. Thank you. Come on, come on.